It's here and now. And as you go about your day to day, how often do you think you're actually going to write something down on a piece of paper versus typing it on your phone or computer? Well, probably not enough, according to the pen maker Bic.
Hey, did you know that writing can make you awesome? It can boost your confidence, spark creativity, and make you a better reader. That's why Bic started a mission to save handwriting.
Save handwriting. That ad is part of Bic's initiative to encourage students and teachers to do more handwriting. Pam Allen is an author and founding director of Lit World, a global literacy organization. She's also the spokesperson for Bic's campaign, and she joins us now. Pam, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So we just heard one of those ads, which have been airing on radio and TV and online as well, urging people to save handwriting. Does handwriting need to be saved?
You know, it really does. I think we're in a moment where people feel that technology is going to kind of be the solution for everything. And in fact, technology is a tool, but handwriting is a very powerful and beautiful technique and strategy that people have used for many, many years to make ideas come alive on the page. And I think right now my concern is that, especially in schools, but really just in thinking about raising our kids as parents and educators, that we are very focused on, you know, okay, it's all got to be about moving in that technology direction. But the fact of the matter is, writing by hand is a reflective, cognitive thinking strategy that actually really helps kids.
Well, what's the difference in the thinking that a kid has to do to write down words on a page using just a pen and the thinking that goes into writing on an iPad or a computer and writing maybe even the same things? What's the difference cognitively?
Yeah, actually, there are a couple of really interesting differences. Speaking as a literacy educator, and both in terms of looking at the research and also being in classrooms alongside children, I see some profound differences. And one of them is that making letters on the page is a lot different from pressing a keyboard. They are looking at the letters, they're thinking about the letters, they're forming the letters. So something from that, moving from the cognitive to the actual movement of your hand on the page, is very powerful, because then when you're going to your own reading experience, for example, and you look at those letters, they have more meaning. Just like the artist, you know, making a color on the page then goes and looks at that painting, feels a lot differently about it, can really understand what went into it. And then the second thing that I think is really interesting, and I see it time and time again when I'm working with children and even young adults, teenagers in schools, when they have a pen in their hand, I see more creative thinking. Like, they'll turn the page around, there's more doodling, there's more of a kind of thinking on the page going on. Whereas when they're, especially emerging writers, when they sit down, like a 7 or 8 year old who's still growing as a writer, not yet completely set even in grammar or language skills on the page or on the screen, there's something about having the pen in the hand that gives them more ownership, more control. They can feel like they're in charge. You know, that idea of authorship, you know, I have agency. I have control. I'm the one in charge. And there's something incredible that happens with that. So I don't want to lose that. And I don't think it's an either or. You know, I don't think it's, well, now we can't use tablets, we should only use pens. It's, for me, I see it as a blended world. And, you know, I grew up in a world where I got to learn how to write by hand, and then I got to learn how to use a tablet. And I want to make sure kids can do both.
Well, let me make a comparison, though, to my industry, to making radio, making audio. When I learned how to do it way back when, we actually cut reel-to-reel tape with razor blades. You would make a little marking with a kind of a crayon sort of thing, and you would cut it, and then you would tape it back together. That was the old-fashioned way. Now it's all done on computer. And frankly, if a new producer were to come in and work on our show, I would not suggest that they learn how to do the old reel-to-reel cutting. What is the difference between those two?
Well, you know, great analogy on the one hand. But on the other, I mean, just two examples. One is, I mean, think about like vinyl records. You know, everyone said those were dead and no more and we're finished and everything is online and how much better we all are for it. Now you look at, you know, my daughters in their 20s and friends of theirs. I mean, they're all collecting and using and listening to vinyl records because they're saying the sound is so much better. Does that mean they're not going on NPR or Spotify or any of these other places they can go to listen online and it's so easy because it's technologized? Of course not. But they're able to see that there's some element elegance and beauty in both. I mean, I think you're right. Like, you know, if I think about myself in college trying to put white out on a, you know, typewriter. Yeah. I mean, thank God we don't have to do that. So some of that, of course, you know, the portability, carrying things, you know, if I'm on an airplane, I love my phone because I can make a note, send it to my office. But still and yet, we have the benefit of that blended world. And I think, you know, a five-year-old, a six-year-old, a seven-year-old, an eight-year-old, they are growing up in a way where we've been making these sort of proclamations like, well, that's just not necessary for you anymore. And actually, with handwriting, writing by hand, it is an art. It is something that reflects you personally. So when you look at it, I think it's a lot different from a technical skill as the one you just described where it's kind of gone out of style because we have much easier ways of doing things. It's like, you know, my grandmother talking about not having a dishwasher. I mean, she just says, you know,
you don't think it's the same thing, basically. It's not the same thing.
You know, she's like, it got to liberate. I mean, it liberated women, you know, to be able to have these things. So, but I think for this, when you think about a thank you letter or a handwritten note or opening a box and seeing something from your father who's gone and you will not see him again, but you can see that handwriting, you realize it is a very profound thing to write by hand. And I think that that's different.
Now, a lot of people are going to hear the way we described you when we brought you in here, the idea that this initiative is backed by BIC, and say, well, of course they want kids to know how to do handwriting. They're selling pens, and that's they've got a self-interest in this.
Well, you know, it's an amazing – I mean, the thing about it is that – and what I love about what BIC is doing is, first of all, that it's thinking about the pen as a technology. I mean, you know, Apple has its technology and all kinds of – you know, Ben Franklin with the printing press, that was a technology. And the pen is – I mean, you know, BIC is advocating for something it really believes in because it's seen the power and the force of providing very economical ways for more people to get access to the power of writing. And that's in their history. That's the family story of BIC, which is kind of amazing in and of itself.
But why should people take what BIC and what you are saying seriously, given BIC's self-interest in this?
Well, I mean, I, you know, for myself, I'm a literacy advocate, expert, author. I'm a teacher. I spend thousands of hours a year in schools, and I would never say anything that I didn't think was good for kids. And when BIC found me and they said, look, you know, this means a lot to a lot of people. Parents approach us. Teachers approach us. They're concerned because they're saying, you know, in our schools or even at home, we're just wondering, what are we supposed to be doing? And, you know, when you ask, like, well, you know, why should we believe this? I think the thing is I'm inviting people to be part of this mission because I do believe in it. Like when I look at a you know, I actually somebody sent me something this morning where a little girl had written, reading is as important in my life as water is to a fish. You know, and I when you look at her handwriting and you think about the fact that she thought to write that down, that was a little note that she made a jotting to herself and she wrote that down. You know, you think about how incredibly important the lives and stories of children are. And for me in my work, there is nothing more genuine than my mission to make sure that children's stories will get heard and also will get preserved. There was a story of a baseball player who the kid caught the ball at the stadium and he went over to sign the ball for the kid. And he said to the kid, kid, you got a pen? And the kid said, no, I don't have a pen. And the guy said, you got to have a pen, you know, and that's it. I mean, that kind of sums it up. Like, you really just you can't lay your tablet on the baseball. You know, it's just moments in your life when it means something.
That's Pam Allen, a spokesperson for BIC's Fight for Your Right initiative, which is all about getting people to make sure that they can still write by hand. She's also an author and founding director of Lit World. That's a global literacy organization. Pam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'd love to hear from you on this. How important do you think handwriting is in an age when we can do all of our writing on an electronic device? Robin, I have to say the one thing that from my handwriting days that still sticks with me is I write S's the wrong way from the
backwards?
Bottom up.
Oh, from the bottom
from
up.
From the bottom up.
From your handwriting days.
Yes.
Jeremy, don't let it be in the past.
Do well, not I let still it be use handwriting every single day, as you do.
You, as you know, I'm a paper-made girl myself. I have to have it. But if I wrote a note, if I were trapped, you know, locked inside my office and slid a note under the door, no one would know what I was saying. It deteriorates if you don't use it.
Let us know your thoughts at hereandnow.org.